I was born into this church. My parents moved here before I was even born. This has been a second home for me for my whole life, all 18 years of it. In my early years, the church was in a different building and much smaller. I have no memory of those years, but I am told that I did a lot of eating and sleeping. Before I was in kindergarten, we had found a new building, and we could call it our own, even though Elizabeth's office was that closet, and these indents were four classrooms. Unfortunately, halfway through kindergarten, a dark shadow fell over our family. We moved to Reno. The church there was, let's just say, not Boof. Eventually, we were able to escape back to Boise and return to Boof. One of my favorite memories of Boof is our first Sunday back. Boof, at the time, was a place that I had very little memory of, but it felt like home. We got there right as the service started. As greeting newcomers was going on, I asked my dad if I could introduce us. He said, sure. So when it came time to be for us, I raised my hand, stood up, and said, we're back! Somewhat to my surprise, everyone cheered. It was awesome, and I knew we were in the right place. The next few years went by with Boof and I growing a lot. Boof got a lot more people and new wings that me and my brother explored thoroughly during their construction. I was going through Sunday school classes and growing taller every day, even though I had not yet hit the benchmarks of Elizabeth, my mom, my brother, or the unattainable dad. As I entered junior high, I was tempted to join Andrew, by the way, Andrew is my brother, in his lack of attendance at church. However, the promise of a trip to Boston kept me around, and I'm very glad that it did. During the 2 years of junior high, I first attended OWL, or Our Whole Lives, where I sat through all the slideshows and, to my great disappointment, missed swearing day. For the second year, I went through coming of age, where I decided just how unsure I was about what I believe. At the end of those 2 years, I talked to God and went to Boston, both of which were far too much fun. Today, I have not just a community here, but a home, one that I give back to as much as I can through childcare, a part on the congregational care team, or emceeing at Deck the Halls, or whatever else my mom signs me up for. While growing up at Boof, I learned many valuable lessons that have shaped who I am today. Through our E program, I learned that everyone, no matter what they look like, act like, or believe in, should be welcomed and respected by everyone. Our grove and the land around it has not only been an unending source of fun, but taught me to be rambunctious and respectful of nature at the same time. My many adventures with Andrew have taught me how to have fun and do no permanent damage. I blame him for my love of babysitting and the different way I do it. All the great time I've spent here with all of you has made me the person who I am. So thank you.
Hey. Hi, I'm Jade Nissel, a senior at Boise High. Me llamo Jade Nissel, estoy al grado 12 en el Instituto de Boise. It's hard to believe that I'm about to launch on to the next step of my life. It is exciting and full of the unknown. Estoy muy emocionada y llena de curiosidad. These high school years were full of classes, some really interesting, but some not so much. But I learned something about myself, the world, and people from all of the classes. I learned how to work hard, to ask more questions when I didn't understand, and to dive into new things with curiosity. I learned to get involved and how to belong. I learned to offer my strengths in all that I do and to appreciate others for what they contribute. I learned that we all have to get along and that we are more the same than we are different. I learned to share my ideas and support others when they share. I made goals and figured out what I needed to do to meet them. I gained the support of friends, teams, and teachers. I understand better the values of respect, caring, and being genuine. And all this was built on what had come before. The years of playing piano, preparing for judges, and recitals. The years of team sports, soccer, volleyball, basketball, and track. The years of community service through Girl Scouts, BOOF, The Cabin, One Stone, and St. Luke's. BOOF helped me open my mind and heart to the importance of spirits in life. I know we all have something to offer that the whole community needs. Many people have been in my life, some for a while, others for just moments. But all of those interactions have helped me shape who I am. Because each phase of anyone's life is built on experiences and people in your life that came before. This is why I feel ready and confident to go to Ecuador as a Rotary Exchange student for the next year. Am I fluent in Spanish? Will I make friends? Will I like the food, the culture, the country? Will this help me know what I want to do next in my life? No, I'm not fluent, but I'll get there. Yes, I'm sure that to make friends. Yes, I'll like most of the food, culture, and country. And yes, this will be my bridge to the next thing in my life. So thank you all for the role you have played in making these years my life meaningful and the fuel for what's ahead. Muchas gracias por estos años que han significado mucho para mí y todos los que cuentan por delante.
All right, so thanks for putting up with that couple minutes of me trying to sing. I'm your typical shower singer, so it was kind of different. I guess I'll just start with my paper, or my name, I guess. My name's Alex. I've been coming here for a while, I guess. And my paper's kind of about a thank you. So when I think of the chalice, I can only help but smile. I feel like the chalice represents many things. But to me personally, it represents an open mind. Not only that, but a strong community full of Boise's smartest, most talented people. My experience with the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship has been a wonderful one. That's definitely what I meant to say. It has also allowed me to find my own sense of spirituality. What I mean by that is that here at BOOF, we constantly learn different forms of religion and philosophies. To help us pick and choose the things we want to apply, creating our own sense of spirituality. I think doing this helps us be more prepared, more than prepared for life. In my opinion, this broad sense of an open mind and a strong connection with the world, more specifically our city, helps us to become super productive members of that society. Our openness seems to give the members here a somewhat modest personality, which is always good. As a kid, I grew up baptized Catholic. I sort of knew then, and I definitely know now, that the Catholic Church would never have been a good fit for me. The church I attended was not for me. When they would speak, I felt confused, and I didn't believe a lot of what they had to say. They seemed to talk a lot about what I was doing wrong in my life, which I think is good in moderation, but to focus on such things made me very uncomfortable. Being that I am very skeptical, I identify myself as an agnostic. The freedom to religion we offer allows me to feel completely comfortable. And I have never fell short of feeling a sense of belonging here at UU. Or BOOF, sorry. There is nothing like getting a hot cup of coffee, eating a cookie, and listening to the interesting topics our speakers bring up. I have many great memories here in the church,
especially with some of the special services I've annually attended. I have always looked forward to them every year because they are so unique. Boof has sort of made me the person I am today. So with that, I would like to take the rest of my time to thank the congregation for helping me discover who I am. I would like to start off by thanking everyone in the church who comes to support our Deck the Hall celebration, because we put on one hell of a show. So thank you to all the members who step up and sing their heart out. A special thanks goes out to the members who join in the Five Golden Rings, because we make it even more awesome. I also would like to let everyone know, in case you're new, that the Winter Solstice service is also really cool. Another person who means a lot to me is Greg Otero. Not only was he my mentor through UU's coming-of-age program, he's also helped me understand what being agnostic was all about, and that is how I stand today. Greg is inspiring in that he has always seemed to be a go-getter. He currently runs Idaho's Green Expo every year, which, by the way, is something really cool to check out if you're into being eco-friendly. The musicians of our church do an awesome job. Our services wouldn't be the same without the talent of Mike and his number of instruments. And Carrie, you do a wonderful job of directing it. special thanks goes out to Joe Wex, who happens to be the leader of senior high here at UU, who, by the way, does better than most of the teachers at my high school. Joe and his tie-dye shirts make a lot of our days. He can also be counted on to bring donuts to senior high, which has helped me be pretty motivated to come to class. Emmy has helped a lot with organizing events for our church. She is very compassionate when it comes to helping the members of UU, and so I want to give her a special thank you. In fact, I probably wouldn't be up here talking without her getting on me to write this. So thanks, Emmy. Elizabeth Green, I want to thank you because you've highly impacted my life. I love your sermons, and I look forward to them every day. Every Sunday. So thank you very much. You've also made a very large impact on my thoughts and ideas about whatever spirituality I have. So if it wasn't for you and your wonderful leadership of the church, I don't think I could have had some of the great experience I've had here. Lastly, I want to thank my parents for helping me get through some of the tough years of being a teenager. And being patient to let me strive and find out who I am and what I want to do. At this point, I'm still not really sure. However, I've always felt my destiny to explore and travel the world. So that is what I work towards, but I know in the meantime this church will be here for my love and support. So thank you all for attending, because you make UU the wonderful place it is. Woo!
And we can give them all a hand as we do our honor. Bridgers, would you guys join me at the table? This is a magical time of transitions for Alex, Jade, Nick, and Sam. They're looking back on their time in school, in the community, and here at Boof. They reflect on how they are at this moment and look forward to their new journey as they write their prayers, dreams, and wishes for their way forward. I invite you to remember your own journey at this time of your life and think of a hope or prayer that you would speak to them. For those of you who are future Bridgers, think of a dream you have for them as they journey from where you are to their new adventure. Once they are done writing their prayers, they will shape the paper by crumpling it into a ball, giving it structure, and acknowledging that life can get bumpy and tangled sometimes. Then, with loving kindness and care, they will shape the paper by crumpling it in. Whoops! They smooth out the paper and their hopes. Life takes careful thought and consideration at times, and you have to treat your dreams with gentle intention. Speaking truth to power and standing up for what you believe is a foundational part of their UU heritage. To signify this, they make tubes of their papers and stand them upright. and we all support them in this because that's the hardest part. As we all hold up our dreams, thoughts, and wishes and prayers for our bridging seniors in our minds, they touch a lighted match to the paper, releasing what's there and what's in your hearts to the universe, giving fire to their voices and wings to their prayers.